time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly opportunity to go in-depth look at the local real estate market, also things happening nationally that are impacting our situation here. Shane Mast on from Oregon Life Homes. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
We are ready for Friday and, of course, looking at the housing data and all the local information. It seems like the past few months, things have been changing rapidly.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm finally here with some good news.
All right. Tell us about it.
Both buyers and sellers. So as I talked about last week, the Federal Reserve met Wednesday of this week, and we were expecting them to raise rates by 1%, they only raised by 0.75%. That doesn't mean that mortgage rates go up, because they did that. We already knew they were going to do that. These rate hikes were already factored into the mortgage rate. So mortgage rates has actually been going down. So they peaked at 6.28% on June 14th. And they've been going slowly down since then. Ended the day yesterday, the average 30-year mortgage was 5.22%, which is pretty good. And even if you're buying an FHA or a VA loan, the average for those was under 5%. So those are down into the fours now. So we haven't been down there for a while. So that news is good news for buyers who basically lost almost 30% of their buying power from January to June, but they just got 10% back in the last month. So, and with prices kind of flattening out, the buyers have more options. And now that the rates are going down, many more people are going to be able to afford a house that couldn't just even a month ago.
Talk maybe some specifics about how this would impact somebody in a particular price range.
Sure. So if you're looking at like a $400,000 house in Douglas County at 3%, your payment is somewhere, this is your mortgage payment, your taxes and insurance is somewhere around $2,000. It got all the way up at 6% to like $2,800 for that same house. Now with this going down to the high fours, low fives, that payment's going to be probably somewhere around $2,500 a month. So still a lot more than the 3%. But, people have been still buying. The market has gone down about 30%. Sales have gone down about 30% from this June to the previous June. But with this little hike, even people that have been locked in the last, if you got your rate locked in June, you might want to talk to your, this is my advice for borrowers who are under contract right now. Call your lender today. Tell them that they heard rates were lower and ask if they can lower their rate lock. And I talked to a couple lenders yesterday because I assume that a lot of people are going to be doing this once they hear about the rate drop. They said, yeah, it's very possible because they've gone down a full percent. And usually if the rates go down only a quarter of a percent after you locked, the lenders have a program to get you to drop your rate lock. So if you're under contract, call your lender, see what they can do. If you are pre-approved for a loan right now, call your lender. Get that updated to see where your rate is, because you're going to be saving money if they lock you today versus even 2 days ago.
And obviously being able to save some money on what will likely be the biggest purchase of your life is a big deal.
100%. And I always say, no matter what the market is, no matter what the rates are, the most important thing is, can you afford it? Do you have a stable job? And is the payment going to be comfortable versus where you're at now renting? Now, obviously, buying a house is generally a little bit more a month than renting, but if it's a lot more a month than renting, either you've gotten a better job, maybe you can absorb that. But yeah, that's number one is affordability. You don't want to be house poor, as we say in the business, meaning all your money's going to your mortgage payment and you can't enjoy any your life and living paycheck to paycheck. If you can't buy a house and continue to store money away in your savings every month, if you probably shouldn't.
And how do you kind of work through the process of figuring out where that payment level, what that threshold should be?
Well, it's different for different people, depending on, because people live differently. Some people like to spend all almost all of their paycheck every month. If they have anything left over, they're going on vacation or going camping or doing something with it. Other people like to put stuff away. So for some people, a mortgage should be no more than 30% of their income, depending on their spending habits. And other people can do 45% and still be putting money away. To me, the question is, can you make your mortgage payment, live your life how you want to live it, and be able to put a little bit of money away so that your savings account is going up and not down, or not even staying the same? If you can afford your mortgage payment and save money at the same time, you're probably in a pretty good spot.
What is the kind of the price range that's the sweet spot in the local real estate market? Where are most of the homes at?
That's a great question. There's a big difference between what's on the market active and on the market that is pending. So our average pending in the last 7 days is only $303,000. Our average active home that doesn't have an offer on it is $470,000. So there's a big disconnect right now between what sellers want and what buyers are willing to pay. But there are over 150 houses under $200,000 right now in the county. And those are the ones that really under that 300 is the sweet spot that you asked about. If things are priced around $300,000, they're still flying off the shelves. But if they're above our average sale price, 363 is the average sale price in Douglas County so far this year. I expect that to go down a little bit once July numbers come in. But yeah, the reason things are not selling quickly and we had a record number of price drops in the last 7 days. We had 141 in Douglas County. And when you're talking about 357 properties total and 141 of them had a price drop, it doesn't tell you that prices are necessarily going down quickly. It tells you that there's a disconnect between what sellers think their house is worth and what it's really worth. And that's why we're seeing the price drops.
Interesting. Now, if people are out there thinking about either selling their house or maybe that it's time to buy a house, what advice would you give them?
Number one, is talk to a real estate agent, a local. If you know one, talk to them. If you don't, give us a call at Oregon Life Homes. We have 62 agents, and we will pair you with somebody who's a good fit for you. We also, if you know a lender, talk to them. Get pre-approved. Doesn't cost you anything just to know what your purchasing power is. But you really want to have a plan. Once you get pre-qualified, you find out what your payment will be at certain prices. You find out, okay, this is what I'm comfortable paying, and say it's a $285,000 house. And so that's what you're comfortable paying. An agent will find you a house for $285,000, and they're out there now. They weren't in the past, but right now there's lots of houses under $300,000 that are financeable and can get you out of the rent race with barely raising your monthly payment.
If you're wanting to get your house on the market, what's one of the top things you can do to improve its curb appeal to buyers?
Oh, that's a great question. It always is going to be decluttering. And you want the front yard to look great, so landscape the front yard and get rid of anything in your house that doesn't contribute to the function of the room. So in your living room, you shouldn't have file cabinets and papers. It just should just have, you know, your couches, end tables, and TV. But yeah, just paring down each room of the house to make so buyers can go in there and not worry about your stuff. But imagine their stuff in the house.
A lot of good ideas there. Give folks your phone and website information to get connected.
Absolutely. Our phone number is 541-391-4945. And our website is theoregonlife.com.
All right. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. Always a lot of good information. Thanks for being on this morning.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
859.